USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As COVID-19 cases in a number of U.S. states continue to rise, the Trump administration is asking Americans for a little more time and patience. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells NBC's Meet the Press that effective treatments are just on the horizon if Americans can help slow the spread of the virus.
We're so close. Hang in there with us. We are so close. We are weeks away from monoclonal antibodies for you, for safe and effective vaccines. We need to bridge to that day. So please, just give us a bit more time of your individual responsible behavior of washing your hands, watch your distance, wear your face coverings when you can't watch your distance.
The Secretary's comments come as 36 states are seeing increases of new COVID cases, with Connecticut and Florida seeing increases over 50% from the previous week. Nearly 58,000 new cases across the country were recorded yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is setting a deadline for a pre-election coronavirus stimulus package. She says a deal with the Trump administration needs to come through at least 48 hours before Election Day. She tells ABC News that she's hopeful for an agreement and that the language of the bill is important.
We have to freeze the design on some of these things. Are we going with it or not? And what is the language? I'm optimistic because, again, we've been back and forth on all of this.
Pelosi also said she wants a national plan on COVID testing and contact tracing as part of the package. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will sanction those who sell arms to Iran as a U.N. embargo against those sales expires. In a statement Sunday, Pompeo said any country willing to sell the Iranians arms were fueling future conflicts in the Middle East, and the U.S. is prepared to level sanctions against them. A U.N. embargo on arms sales to Iran expired on Sunday. The U.S. had proposed an extension to the embargo, but was voted down in August by the U.N. Security Council. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The nation's leading infectious disease expert isn't in favor of a new set of lockdowns in the face of a rise of COVID infections. In an upcoming interview, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he'd prefer to combat the virus with public health measures.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, in an upcoming episode of 60 Minutes, says the coronavirus pandemic would have to get really, really bad before he would favor a national lockdown.
The country is fatigued with restrictions, so we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economy. So instead of having an opposition, open up the economy, get jobs back, or shut down. No, put shut down away and say we're going to use public health measures to help us safely get to where we want to go.
That interview in its entirety will air Sunday night on 60 Minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
New wildfires have forced the evacuations of hundreds in Colorado and Utah. A pair of fires in Utah have burned more than 2,000 acres in the first 24 hours since they started. The cause of both is under investigation. Meanwhile, the largest wildfire in Colorado's history has now burned over 200,000 acres. The Cameron Peak Fire in northern Colorado is about 68% contained, as crews have battled high winds for most of the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.